Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. During your friendly conversation with your Muslim friend or acquaintance, of course, you want to talk about the topic of who is this God that rules over the universe? Is he the God that gives me orders and demands that I will obey him and give him my life and do all these duties? Or is he the God that's saying to me and to you, what I ask you to do is only what I am willing to do for you? And I am always reminded of different kinds of military leaders. I remember reading some stories about World War I and II, and some of the leaders ordered their soldiers to go to battle and to give their lives. And many of their soldiers were wounded and killed, but they did not have the proper feelings and thoughts toward the battle. They ordered their troops to advance into the battlefield, and they had cold heart and aloof attitude. They didn't really care that much. They were not really involved with their whole being. Other military leaders order their soldiers to engage the enemy in warfare, and they join them even on the front lines. And they were killed, but they saved the lives of most of their soldiers against all odds. They laid down their lives for their men and their country. Now, those leaders shows us a glimpse of how God has led his people to victory against Satan, even giving of himself for their sake. God's love example is perfect. And I know that all of us admire the second kind of military leaders. And we watched movies and we saw that the hero of the movie is a military leader who joined his soldiers in the battle. Jesus said, my Muslim friend, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. Wow. When you look at the cross, my Muslim friend, at Jesus, who hung upon it, you see the depth, intensity of God's infinite and eternal love for you. My Muslim friend, no higher expression of love could have been given to you and to me and to mankind than Christ sacrificial death for all people, including his enemies, those who rejected him, mocked him, were torturing him, persecuting him, killing him. He died for all people, including those people, and he asked God, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. He gave his life. Life is the most valuable object we possess. My Muslim friend, we as true believers and followers of Christ, indwelled by God's Spirit and Christ's Spirit, we have a constant, deep desire to be genuine friends to Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We admire Christ's character, nature, and we stand in awe for what he did for us when we were sinners, enemies. My Muslim friend, our hearts are attracted to Jesus. We stand in awe when we realize that even though he is God, came to us in human flesh, he came to serve us and sacrifice his life for us. We are grateful for his awesome love and sacrifice for us. We worship Jesus because we love him. We obey him because we love him. We want to serve him because we love him. Jesus called us friends, you know, in the same chapter, chapter 15. Jesus said, "You are my friends if you do whatever I command you." Friends, no longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For everything that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You know, I remember one time in the Old Testament, God said, "Shall I hide from Abraham that which I do?" Because remember, Abraham is called God's friend in the Bible and even in the Quran. My Muslim friend, we obey Jesus, we obey God because we love God. Love is the best motive to obedience, and obedience is the best proof of love. God in the Bible does not force us to serve him, and we don't serve him out of habit, but out of love. I am reminded of a verse in the Bible, my Muslim friend, in 1 John chapter 4. It said, "This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as a sacrifice to take away our sins, to pay the penalty for our sins, and to set us free from the power and captivity of sins." My Muslim friend, this is not just nice words I'm sharing with you. We know for a fact throughout history, Jesus' disciples lived their lives and sacrificed their lives, literally martyred for their love for him. And a huge number gave their whole lives serving the people of God. And that's still happening right now. You find missionaries, Christian missionaries, all over the world. My Muslim friend, we do that. We serve God because we love him. We live for Jesus and for God because we love God. And I remember even in my own life, whenever I feel that I am focusing so much on myself, my own desires, my own goals, my own interests, my own benefit, I feel in my heart that I need to repent because this is not the life I want to live. This is not the life that God's Spirit within me motivates me to live. I repent and I tell God, "God, change my heart. God, change my mind. God, make me fall in love with you more and more." Today, even as I was driving to the studio here, I was listening to Christian song that, "God, I love you, but make me love you more in action." Why? Because I am in love with God. I am in love with Jesus. And even Jesus commanded us to love one another as I have loved you. My Muslim friend, this is Christianity. This is the heart of the gospel, is love. Love to God and love to one another and love to our enemies. That's why I love you. Because of Jesus' example, and because of Jesus' life and Jesus' nature, and because Jesus lives within me. My dear Heavenly Father, God, we pray that you will motivate us, guide us, cause us, God, to consider you the most important and only valuable possession in our lives. God, cause us to live for you 24/7, God. God, help us. Help us, God, to express about our love to you and your children in action. God, help us. God, help us to love Muslims and love our enemies and love all people that we meet. God, enable us to manifest your love. God, fill us with your spirit and give us a chance throughout our lives to manifest your love to the people that need your love, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get 2 copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. God bless you. Salam. Peace.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.